you imagine 1 million people doing life with power? I certainly can. Now is the time to understand your authentic personal power and then activate that personal power and power up your American dream. If you're not living the life you want, don't give up, power up. Winning, achieving, and living your dream life is a choice. With choices come change, and with positive change comes power. If you want to live a dream life, there are no shortcuts. You've got to determine it, learn it, and then go earn it. On Designing Your Life Today, we'll help you do just that. I'm your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady, and when you take the time to design, everything will be just fine. Make our show, Designing Your Life Today, your personal support system, and get the information you need to live a quality, fulfilled, inspired life. There are many excuses for not living your dream, but let's take a time out from making excuses. Bring your most exciting dream, let's power up and make it a reality. Get ready to do life with power.
This episode is sponsored in part by Mario J. Payne, Certified Financial Planner of Raymond James Financial Services Incorporated, 904-733-5321.
Getting the right insurance can be confusing and time-consuming. Who has time to figure out what's best or what's enough? The agents at Insurance Nation not only have the time, they have the expertise when it comes to affordable, customized service. Get answers. Get the service you deserve. Call Insurance Nation today. Dial 877-957-3487. Or go to insurancenation.com to get a free quote now. They're available to help with all your insurance needs.
Good morning and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Magnificent Monday, and what a great day to talk about being magnificent and what that means to you. We've been talking about different laws, the law of allowing and other information as it relates to you amping up your life, adding more purpose, adding more power, and now we're going to add more passion to your life. Hey, before I get started into a show, I want to remind all of you that we are or have redone designingyourlifetoday.com, and it will be available later today. You want to go and check it out later today. Also, if you haven't had a chance to go and like our Facebook page on Designing Your Life Today, you want to go there to facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday and like our Facebook page, because we're going to announce it on our Facebook page when our new site is up. You want to register to win one of our gifts that we're offering, and we are offering a free Walmart gift card. I think it's $25. This one is $25. And we also are offering a body shop kit also, and we have some other things that are coming up, but you'll be able to check it all out when we upload our new website, when it's available for your viewing. So it's going to be available later today, and you'll be able to check it out. And you want to get your name in that drawing first, I tell you, as soon as possible. You want to start to respond. With that being said, you guys, we're going to move on with our show today and talk about being magnificent. How awesome it is to understand what that means to your life when it comes to being magnificent. I was on Facebook earlier this morning, and as I go to Facebook sometimes early to read some of the messages that have been sent to me in my inbox, and I was reading the messages, and while I was reading the messages, I saw in my streaming section something, a video that popped up, and it was some girls that were singing. Well, one of the girls that was singing, she was really kind of like, came across as the lead vocalist, but she was standing in the corner, looking in the corner instead of looking at the camera. And actually, all of the girls had just great voices, wonderful voices, lovely song to listen to, just a beautiful sound. And the thing is that they were either looking down, sitting on the bed, looking down, and the other one, as I said, who came across as the lead vocalist and had an amazing voice, was standing in the corner, staring at the corner because she didn't want to look at the camera. And it's amazing, when she kind of stayed in the corner, the voice got better and better and clearer and clearer, and because she was tuning, I guess, the viewing audience, so to speak, out. But deep down inside, all of these ladies want to be seen, want to be heard. They want to share their gifts and talents because they made a video that's been viewed by more than 2 million people so far. Is that you? Are you one of those people? You have some amazing talents. You have some great gifts that you can share with this world. Yet you're standing in the corner and making an attempt at sharing your gift. That's not what life is all about. If you have a gift, you want to step up and step out with power. You want to be magnificent. You want to come out with the kind of passion that it takes for you to get to that next level in your life. As human beings, we are all here to serve a purpose. You came here to be a deliberate, conscious creator for your own life. And that means you came here to, you've been given a talent. Once you came here, you are here to be that conscious creator, which involves you or entails you developing that talent. And it entails you using that talent and delivering that talent in the best manner possible. And so you're actually here to embrace and release your magnificence. However, if you're experiencing the opposite of what you want in your life, it means that you're not releasing the best of who you are. You are afraid to show your magnificence. If you're experiencing a life of lack and struggle, dissatisfaction, it means that you have not stepped into the best you that you could possibly be. You have not owned up to those amazing gifts that you have. You are allowing someone else's idea of you, someone else's sense of self-worth, your self-worth, you're allowing someone else to determine what you're worth. And you've got to take control of that. You've got to be in charge of that. And you have to embrace your magnificence within. It doesn't come out until you embrace what you have within. See, whatever's in you, it's not going to come out until you say, you know what? Hey, I am magnificent. I'm an amazing human being. I am capable of doing anything that I can see in my mind, that I'm passionate about, that I'm emotional about, excited about, and I can do this. I can make this happen. You want to sometimes take a moment and look at your life. Think about your thoughts. What have you been thinking? Think about your words. What have you been saying? And then think about the results. And when you think about the results, or you look at the results that you're getting, and they're not the results that you want, then you now understand that you are not, first of all, operating within your God-given talents. Remember, Proverbs tells us that your talents will make room for you. And I think that, and it will bring you before great men. And I think that when we release our talents and we step into our magnificence and we stop allowing people to cause us to downplay our lives. Can you imagine that? Think about that. We've been made by the supreme being. God has made us. He's given us these great gifts. But as human beings, what we've done is we've allowed other human beings who didn't create us. And see, your parents, they didn't create you. They got together and you were formed, and your mother carried you. She was the vehicle, and she gave birth to you. But believe me, you were formed long before you got into your mother's womb. And so my point here is that you are not a mistake. You were not put on this earth just because two people decided to get together and, well, get busy. You were put here to serve a very specific purpose. And when you can embrace that idea, you're no longer trying to measure up to what you see on television. You're no longer trying to measure up to what you hear other people say, what you see in the magazines. What you're now doing is you're measuring up to the best you that you were meant to be. And it doesn't get any better than that. And that is not a cookie cutter way of thinking. It is not a cookie cutter way of being. And it is not a cookie cutter way of living. It is called being magnificent. You have decided that you're going to embrace the magnificence within you. When you embrace the magnificence within you, one of the things that will happen is that you're going to surprise yourself. Why? Because you're going to go to a level that you never even thought possible. When we refuse to embrace our magnificence, what that means is that we've not yet recognized that who we really are is a physical expression of who God made us to be. We are the physical expression of the divine and exceptional creator. How awesome is that? When you look at a seed of an oak tree, for example, I mean, all these things, everything you see around you was made by God. I know those of you with the scientific mind, you may want to talk about the Big Bang Theory and all of those things or equate that to the Big Bang Theory. But my theory is that God is the Big Bang Theory. He did the Big Bang. But let's get back on subject here about being magnificent. Magnificent. Everything you see around you has been made by God. And when you look at the seed of an oak, everything that makes that oak tree what it is already contained within that acorn. It doesn't have to become anything better. It just has to be planted. The acorn doesn't exist under the false concept that it must be something other than what it is, other than an acorn that was put here to, let's say, give birth to an acorn or an oak tree. And that's how we are as human beings. So this acorn, which is not, in a sense, a conscious entity like we are as human beings are, this acorn is out there just doing its thing. As humans, we tend to strive to become something that's not in our nature. And we don't take the time to embrace who we truly are. We don't take the time to recognize our magnificence within. We spend more time denying our divinity, denying our ability to connect with that magnificent life that we're meant to live. Now, when we talk about a magnificent life, a lot of times we think about money. We think about having more money. We think about having more things. And there's nothing wrong with all of that. However, what I'm talking about is having everything that you are meant to have. Not just more money, not just more things, but better relationships, more connections with people that will not only add to your purpose, your power, your passion, but you will add to theirs. And you guys will go to a whole nother level or a higher level together. Remember, iron sharpens iron. Once again, that comes from Proverbs. And so you want to take the time to embrace who you truly are, discover who that is, embrace that magnificence that you have within, and stop denying that. And we do that because we don't want to be criticized. A lot of times when we talk about what we're good at, when we talk about the fact that, yes, I'm good at that. For example, those girls in the video that I saw on Facebook, amazing voices. And the one standing in the corner and staring in the corner, and every time she even, because she was singing, and sometimes it seemed like she was going to turn around to look at the camera, she it was very obvious that she did not want to look at that camera. And so she turned around again and make sure she get closer and closer into the corner, kind of downplaying that amazing voice that she has. And we do that because we don't want to step out and say, you know what? Yes, I can sing. Yes, I can dance. Yes, I'm brilliant when it comes to mathematics. Yes, my technological skills are bar none. We don't want to say those things because we think that means that we're bragging. We think that means that we're being conceited. Granted, It's great to have others tell you how good you are. And when I talk about acknowledging your magnificence, I'm not talking about being arrogant. I'm not talking about coming across without humility. What I'm saying is that it is important that sometimes you look in the mirror and acknowledge who you are. How do you acknowledge who you are without and expect to become someone else or become who you want to be? If you don't acknowledge who you are, in other words, it's very difficult for you to face who you are and for you to become who it is you've always wanted to be and for you to become who you were always meant to become. That's really important, that you recognize what you're capable of, that you recognize the contribution, the valuable contribution that you've been sent here to make, that you recognize that divinity within you, and that you take steps to learn what you need to learn so that you can get to where it is that you need to be. In my book, The Power, I talk about having a proactive plan. I talk about optimism. And when I talk about optimism, which, of course, in the word power, the P in the word is for proactive plan. The O is for optimism. When I talk about optimism, being optimistic, one of the things that I share is that it is important that you recognize who you are as a human being. The person that is the complainer, the person that is the voice of doom and gloom, where they can find something wrong with everything, and they watch the news so that they can internalize every unpleasant news story that they hear. This is not who we are. This Paul tells us that you know, whatever is good, whatever is just, and whatever is pure, he tells us to think on these things. And there's a reason for that, because that's a part of your magnificence. And what that means is that you're looking around and you're seeing the best in everything. You're willing to make your best better. You know, people a lot of times say, well, you know what, the best is yet to come. And that's a great saying, because that's true. Your best is yet to come. But I want to say two things. Number one, your best is yet to come only if you can see that it's on the way. Only if you can see where you're headed in life, and you will acknowledge that you deserve to have the best of the best. And the other thing I will say to you is that you are already at your best, and the object of the game is for you to make your best better. And this is what being magnificent is all about. This is why you want to take your life to the next level. As human beings, I say it on the show all the time, we are constantly meant to evolve. We are constantly meant to go to the next level. We are constantly meant to have the best life possible. We're not meant to downplay who we are. Think about that. Every aspect of your body that's involuntary, it does exactly what it's supposed to do without, whether it's criticized or not. In other words, when it's time for you to breathe, that's kind of an involuntary thing, so to speak, okay? As long as you continue to live, you're going to breathe. You have to breathe. All right, that's not, I don't think I'll breathe today. I think I'll breathe tomorrow. It's not a voluntary thing. It's involuntary. And what that means, though, is that even if you're criticized on your worst day, guess what you do? You continue to breathe. So my point is, you want to make your magnificence involuntary. Let it come out no matter what. No, let it come out no matter what other people say. Let it come out no matter who criticizes you. Let it come out no matter what box people try to put you in. They try to put you in a gender box. They try to put you in a race box. But here's the thing. The spirit, it doesn't have a color. The spirit is not so judgmental. Your spiritual being is not sitting around thinking, you're a female. And I'm thinking, no, you're not supposed to be successful. I'm thinking, no, you're not supposed to have a purpose other than what has been spelled out for you. No such thing. My thoughts have always been, why do I have a brain? If I'm not supposed to be able to think for myself, if I'm not supposed to be able to make valuable contributions to life, why do I have this brain? Why do I have the ability to think? Now, We're not talking about thinking as an act of rebellion. I'm talking about using your magnificence and using your brain and thinking as an act of purpose, as an act of making connections, as an act of making valuable contributions that will, for whatever reason, make our sun seem to shine brighter. That's what being magnificent is all about. Your higher self is your magnificence. The non-physical aspect of you that is free of all the conditioning, the excuses, the false beliefs that have you believing that you're limited when in fact you are limitless. All of these things, they are there for you to pay attention to. Think about it for a moment. Take a moment to back up and be still and think about how you run your life, how you behave. You know, if we came here to be, to make a valuable contribution and embrace our magnificence, why is there so much struggle? Why is there so much lack? Why aren't we living this life of abundance and ease? Now, when I talk about abundance, I always like to remind you guys, abundance and prosperity in my world is not just about money. It's about relationships. It's about your balancing what I call your four power cores, your spiritual side, your mental side, your emotional side, and your physical side. It's about taking care of you, and it's about taking care of those that are closest to you and connected to you. However, it's not about being controlling. It's not about running other people's lives. Do you realize if we were to back up and stop and think, what is going on in our world today? A lot of what's going on in our world today is because instead of each individual embracing their magnificence, they're busy trying to control the magnificence of others. They're busy trying to tell other people how to think, how they should be, what they should say, what they should do, and put everybody in this box. So the thing about that is when that happens, then we become limited. Anytime someone puts you in a box, anytime someone puts you in a class, so to speak, in other words, saying, this is what defines this particular gender. This is what defines this particular race. This is what they all stand for. That puts you in a box. And as human beings who are spiritual beings in a physical body, believe me, we're not meant to be put in a box. That's why we have an imagination. That's why we have the ability to create. That's why we have the ability to make things better. You know, I got a new phone yesterday. It was time for me to upgrade my phone. And believe me, it was much needed. And so as I went to look at the different cell phones, I was amazed because just 2 years ago, the phone that I had before I got my new phone, I was amazed at what the new phones could do. I was amazed at the quality of the sound. I was amazed at how technology in just 2 years had advanced so far and had really, in a sense, solved a lot of the challenges that I found with my other cell phone or previous phone. The new technology solved a lot of those challenges. And so my point is, the people that created these new phones that solved all of these challenges, those people are not afraid to use their magnificence, not afraid to use their brilliance, not becoming so codependent on the government, becoming codependent on their spouse, becoming so codependent on their friends or their family, to the point where they're so busy saying, fix my life, make me happy, take care of me, do this for me, 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 to the point where they're not really looking at me, 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 me. In other words, they're not looking at their own magnificence. They're not even recognizing what they could bring to the table. But the people who made my phone, I tell you, they did an amazing job. They did an amazing job. And the beauty of that is that when you can step into that magnificence and recognize who you are, you're going to do an amazing job also as it relates to your life, as it relates to those that you're connected to. You know, the thing is that we really don't allow ourselves to live that life of abundance or ease and life. And when I say ease, I want to clarify something here. When I talk about living a life of ease, I'm not saying that you're not going to have challenges in your life. That's not what I'm saying here. But what I'm saying to you, and when I say a life of ease, what I'm saying is that where you actually kind of go out of your way to work against who you're meant to be, to work against your best self, work against living your highest, on the highest level for your life, where you make excuses to where you can buy into the idea of a bargain basement life, where you make excuses where you're telling yourself what you cannot afford because someone else told you this is how you should live. This is where you should put your life. This is the level that you should be on. And I find that to be, well, for lack of a better word, unfair. Now, as we wrap up today, because I could talk about being magnificent all day long, I want to remind you of this. You are as limited as you decide to be. And so you want to work to become a limitless human being. You know, I remember saying that as human beings, we're limitless. And I remember, and I was talking to a couple of people that I knew, and in the interest of time, we won't go into the entire conversation. But what it boiled down to is they started to challenge that idea. And so they started coming up with things. And one person said, well, if I wanted to fly, I couldn't fly. And I said, well, with your arms, no. In an airplane, yes. If you wanted to fly and go up into the sky, the beautiful blue sky, and look back down over your neighborhood, you can do that. So, see, it's all relative to how you think. If you want to create reasons for limits, you can. But I prefer to create reasons to be unlimited in my thinking and unlimited in my life. How about you? You have the power within you to create worlds. It's been done in among the human race. And when I talk about worlds, I'm talking about communities. I'm talking about societies that either thrive or societies that at some point stop thriving because they forget how unlimited they are. Don't buy into a life of limits. Embrace your divinity, embrace your magnificence, and no matter what, do life with power. You guys enjoy this Magnificent Monday and be magnificent.